This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A little piece of information that you can share with your family at Thanksgiving. Okay, a little tiny piece that you probably didn't know, but something that's going to make your uncle impressed and say, wow, I had no idea that's the case. So obviously the Jets and the Giants are very unlikely to make the postseason. Okay, we know that. That's obvious. So what's on the line besides pride? You obviously have the draft pick conversation. There is something else on the line, which I think is pretty cool.
Go ahead.
Next year, we already know the Jets and Giants opponents. So, like, for example, the Jets are playing the teams in their division. They're also playing the AFC North, and they're playing the NFC North. The other part of your schedule is you play the two teams in your conference that finished in the same place as you standings-wise. But we have a 17th game. Do you know who the Giants and Jets would play in their 17th game? I'm going to tell you. The division. So the Jets will play the NFC East. The Giants will play the AFC West. They will play the team that finishes in the same place as them. So let me just tell you the deal. If the Jets and the Giants both finished in last place, we get a bonus Jet-Giant game next year instead of waiting the customary every 4 years.
Right.
If the Jets and Giants both finish in fourth or third, obviously there's still a possibility of that. But let's be honest, the likeliest scenario is the Giants are not catching Dallas. They're finishing in last place. The Jets right now are right there with New England.
Right.
If the Jets and the Giants both finish in fourth, the New York Jets versus the New York Giants bonus edition.
I love this.
Do you like it?
I love it, but I'm going to ask for one favor from the NFL.
Go ahead.
Is Sean Moore ask a lot of favor?
Go ahead. You are allowed anything, Sean.
All right. We all work here, WFAN Sports Talk Radio Industry. Don't play this game in October. Please. We had enough football diversion in October with
That's
baseball. In fact, I'll make a deal with you right now as a Jet fan, Evan. I'll make a deal. A little handshake agreement.
Go ahead.
If the NFL will allow. Can these two teams play on opening day? So we guarantee.
I was going to say week one or two.
One of these teams starts the year 1-0.
I kind of like that, actually.
Good idea.
Win or go home match.
Right.
And how about we will guarantee one of our teams gets off to a good start.
And how about we Monday night it or something like that? Make it like a prime time game.
I'm not going to punish the country.
Win or go home.
You know what? I don't want to punish the country. A second thought. Yes, make it the deal.
Exactly.
Aikman can go and sit through the mess now.
That would be great. I do agree with you.
You want to talk bad about us nationally? Hey, all right. Well, you got us nationally.
That's
right.
How about that?
I will find myself in the last few weeks rooting for us to finish in that same standing so that we can have this game. You know, Jets-Giants are special. It's once every 4 years. This is a chance for a bonus edition of Jets-Giants.
I love it.
So put that in the back of everybody's heads. As we're watching bad football, there is something on the line. And there's also a decent chance Tiki's going to call the game again.
I know.
And Jet home game, so Evan will cash?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going. If it's Jets-Giants
if it's early in the year, you have to go.
Oh, I think no matter what, I would go to that game. The only thing that would possibly hinder that is if there's a Met playoff game going on at the same time, but I feel comfortable.
Wait, do you know whose home game it would be?
It would be a Jet home game. He's right. Hmm. Yeah, they know where that extra game would be, and it would be a Jet home game. I'm going to that game. I think the real question is, who am I taking? Now, obviously, Tiki's broadcasting, so he's out.
Right. I mean, they're in that specific booth or another one across the country.
Right. So do I take someone as obnoxious as Sean? Hmm. Do I take Lugie, who was a positive fan for a brief amount of time?
No, Lugie lost his privileges. He told you on Halloween night he'd take your tickets and go to Jets Texans as positive
point.
Tommy, and he completely bailed
good
and
point.
Screwed you with the tickets.
That's true.
Were you serious? You weren't serious, were you?
I was serious. He refused the tickets. He said on air yes, and then off air he's like, I can't really go. I don't want to go. Too much traffic.
And over the last month, Evan, you and I have shared World Series games together, Nets Grizzlies games together. I think I earned my keep.
All right. I think that's a fair point. Sean, I will take you to Jets Giants at MetLife Stadium.
Let's go.
Just me and you in my season tickets.
I love it. I'm in. Let's go.
Wow.
I also
no resistance at all from Tommy.
Nah, Tommy's he doesn't want to go. I don't think he likes going to games.
Yeah, no. I can tell.
Is that fair, Tom?
I don't love going to football games for sure unless they're standalone. So if it's like the Black Friday game, which I wouldn't be shocked if it was, I would do that. If it's a Monday night game, we do the show beforehand. I would hang out after. But like a Sunday at 1 o'clock, I have
Who
zero.
Who's the
interest.
Black Friday game this year?
Raiders Chiefs against Raiders. The Chiefs.
Oh,
yeah. Well, it's something. Right. I mean, well, I guess we get to see the Chiefs.
Well, Minshew's out.
Yeah.
Dan O'Connell.
Yeah.
Maybe Daniel Jones. No, I think the Raiders have already been ruled out because Jordan Schultz, who is a reporter, who like, isn't he like friends with Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yes.
Like they're BFFs.
They hang out together, yeah.
Really? Okay. So he told us, by way of Daniel Jones, that yes. the Raiders are no longer an option.
Yes.
That's because Daniel Jones is going to Baltimore. I don't know why people just don't listen to us.
Right.
Why
isn't he there? We've been saying yet? It for a week.
I know. He's going to Baltimore.
Well, because they played last night. That's why he delayed and took a day yesterday after he cleared waivers at 4.
Out of respect to Josh Johnson? Give him a little bit of time?
Out of respect to the fact that they were putting on their uniforms
so
he cleared waivers.
So when does DJ make the visit to Baltimore official? Tomorrow? Does he wait till like a Thanksgiving news dump Wednesday night?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
That's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's going to be a Thanksgiving news dump.
Hey, you hear Daniel Jones? I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to go eat some food.
Right.
We'll get to what Dexter Lawrence and Malik Nabers had to say as they met the media. They basically did a complete 180 from their comments on Sunday. But let's go to Justin and Dobbs Ferry on the Fan. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what's going on? Tiki, what do you think about week 17, Philly Eagles and Saquon? What are the Mara going to do when Saquon breaks this season rushing record?
The NFL record for rushing yards in a season.
By the way, here's how it could happen. So Saquon Barkley is at 1,392 yards, which leads the league. He has 6 games left this season.
And he's averaging over 100 games, 100 yards a game.
He's averaging 126 yards per game.
Man, that's a lot.
So if let's put him down to 120. Let's say he's down a little bit and he averages 120 yards over 6 games. That would get him to 720 yards, which would get him, he's at 1392. Mm-hmm. So a 720 plus 1392 gets him to 2,112 yards. The all-time record for most rushing yards in a season. Do you know what it is?
Isn't it Derrick Henry?
No, in a season.
That's what I mean. Derrick Henry has it, right?
No. It's actually not. It's not Derrick Henry. It's I had it right in front of me.
Was it Jamal Lewis or Chris Johnson? I don't know why those names popped up for me.
Is it all
the way back to, like, I don't know.
Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson is at
2,105. Saquon's pace has him at 2,112. So his pace has him right at setting the record. Now, in fairness...
Yeah, this was 16 games versus
17. There's going to be a little bit of an asterisk next to it.
Right.
Because of the fact that there are more games now.
Right.
So I know that's...
Yeah, but he could also have 2 more 200-yard games.
That's true. He could break the record in 16 games.
Yeah.
Or even if he doesn't, he breaks it in 17 games... Too bad. Like, think about it.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter. It's the record.
It's so far and above. Right. Last year's leaders were they are right now. Last year's rushing leader, I think was under 1,400 yards. I can't remember what it was now.
That's crazy.
And so him and Derrick Henry are right running with each other. You know, the two free agents, two biggest running back free agents this year went to two teams that were already good, but in need of an extra oomph.
Right.
And they got it.
Right.
Both of them.
Incredible.
It really is.
So
man.
He's on pace to break the record, and he certainly has a chance to do it. And yes, it would add to the angst of John Mara and some Giant fans if he does it against the New York Giants.
Yeah, and there's a legitimate chance he's going to win the MVP, especially if Lamar Jackson falters at some point down the stretch. Because right now, the 1 and 2 is Lamar Jackson and Saquon Barkley.
I completely agree with that, but here's the thing that will make kind of the debate in Philadelphia, and maybe even over here, we may have the debate too.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. What if the Eagles have everything wrapped up?
Yeah.
And Saquon is 107 yards away from the record.
Because that's not going to happen to Baltimore. They're not going to put the brakes on because they're half a game behind the Steelers.
Well, I don't even mean in regards
to beat them.
Yeah, I don't even mean in regards to the MVP chase. I mean in regards to chasing Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record.
Like, well, I'm thinking you're talking about the Eagles. Like, they've wrapped the division up. They're locked into wherever they're going to be playoff-wise.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen for Baltimore.
No, but I'm saying, forget the Baltimore Ravens. I'm thinking about it in terms of breaking the all-time rushing record, the MVP.
Absolutely, let him do it.
You let him do it?
100%.
Even with the risk of injury?
I'm just saying. Injury's going to happen if injury's going to happen. You're either going to get hurt or not. Period. Yeah. Saquon's built to withstand this season, it feels like, this year. Because he's been nothing but getting stronger. It's something we haven't seen in recent years.
He's been unbelievable, but there will be a caution in how far do we push him to break a record when we need to have him ready for the wild card round or the divisional round, wherever they've advanced.
Right. Well, currently they're tied for the second best record in the NFL.
Yeah, they're right there. They got a chance to catch Detroit.
Sirianni's going to shove it down the Giants' throat. That's his personality. Saquon's going to go for 150.
Well, he may want to shove it down the throat, but I'm talking about in terms of making sure he's healthy for the following week.
Yeah, but
if they have to play the following week.
In the last two games, I mean, who knows where the Cowboys and the Giants are those last 2 weeks of the season.
Right.
Look where the Giants are now.
Yeah, but
and another 7 weeks.
But
is anybody on defense going to want to tackle anybody?
Look at where the Eagles were last year. So the Eagles had a playoff spot wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
They were 11-5, and they took the foot off the gas against the Giants.
That's
because they were trying to get ready for the postseason. So
that's the perfect ending for the Giants.
What?
Let Saquon Barkley play, even though the Eagles are locked up, and give the Giants the first overall pick. Like, that is the perfect gift. Okay,
right.
if he's going to be an Eagle, let him pound us into the ground
I honestly don't think he'll play. If it's all wrapped up.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he will either.
I don't think he'll play.
I think he'll kind of askew the record.
If it's 60 yards, he'll do it.
It's different because you could pull that one off.
Right. If it's 180 yards,
yeah,
that's a grind.